Fitton, Hope for a Failed Election. By Tom Fitton on December 23, 2020. Clear evidence is being exposed that the 2020 election was fatally compromised. The facts strongly suggest that Donald Trump won the election. But time is running out to set things right and ensure it doesn't happen again. Major conservative and grassroots leaders stand behind a lawful election. I signed with them a statement that pushes back on the propaganda designed to make Americans accept failed elections. The evidence overwhelmingly shows officials in key battleground states, as the result of a coordinated pressure campaign by Democrats and allied groups, violated the Constitution, state and federal law in changing mail-in voting rules that resulted in unlawful and invalid certifications of Biden victories. There is no doubt President Donald J. Trump is the lawful winner of the presidential election. This week, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee opened hearings on the tainted election, taking testimony from election security experts and firsthand witnesses to fraud from contested states. The fraud happened, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said. The election in many ways was stolen. Dirty voter rolls were and have been a major problem. A September Judicial Watch study revealed there are 1.8 million excess, or ghost voters in 353 counties across 29 states. In contested Fulton County, Georgia, there was a voter 109% registration rate. That is, more names on the rolls than eligible voting age citizens. Similar problems were uncovered in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan, among other states. Rushed-through mail-in voting rules negated almost every state voter ID law in which they were used. These rules, most court-ordered, violated the Constitution and allowed illicit votes to be counted, almost entirely to the benefit of Joe Biden. Such last-minute rule changes by courts and executive authorities were the substance of the challenge Texas brought to the Supreme Court, which refused to address the serious constitutional issues raised by Texas. In fact, most courts, including the Supreme Court, have dodged the substantive matter of the failed elections. Of course, sometimes the mask slips a bit, such as when Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Jill Karofsky went on a rant about challenging 220,000 fraudulent votes being racism and un-American and how Republican attorneys were supposedly asking the court to overturn this election so that your king can stay in power. This is the type of anti-Trump bias that has resulted in courts sounding more like MSNBC pundits than jurists. When it comes to voter fraud, most liberals are simply in denial. Mainstream media outlets routinely call the fraud charges baseless regardless of the mountains of evidence. The left believes that they can gaslight Joe Biden into the White House, in the same way they conducted a four-year Russian-sourced disinformation campaign against President Trump. As attorney Jesse Binal said about the 130,000 unique instances of voter fraud in Nevada, the evidence had never been refuted, only ignored. What next? The Electoral College vote can be challenged under federal law in the United States Constitution. Republican electors in seven contested states cast alternate votes for Donald Trump to keep their legal options open. State legislatures retain their constitutional authority to offer alternative slates of electors. And Congress is the ultimate arbiter of the race since the ballot count can be contested during the joint session on January 6. Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama has pledged to challenge the electors and must be joined by at least one senator. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reportedly signaled to his caucus not to challenge election results. But Congress should not act as a rubber stamp to a compromised presidential election. If Brooks and one senator object to certain state elector slates, then all bets are off. On January 6, Republicans may control the Senate and have strength in the House. I've reviewed the law and political precedent closely and found that the law is confusing and precedent shaky. Combine this uncertainty with the intense outrage of tens of millions of voters who feel disenfranchised, and one has the making for a less than certain affirmation of Biden's win by Congress. Again, just one senator could step up and begin to change the course of history and give us a second Trump term. Tom Fitton is president of Judicial Watch, a nonprofit educational organization and a national leader in the effort to ensure fair and clean elections.